BBC News with Jerry Smith. The human rights group Amnesty International says the government of Sudan has used chemical weapons against its own people in Darfur. It says that since January, more than 200 people, including dozens of children, have died in agony after exposure to chemicals released by bombs. The government of Sudan said the allegations were baseless. The Indian Army says it's carried out what it called surgical strikes targeting militants it said were preparing to launch attacks from the Pakistani-controlled side of the disputed territory of Kashmir. The Pakistani Army says two of its soldiers were killed in an early morning exchange of fire with Indian Army units along the de facto border. The body of Shimon Peres is lying in state at the Israeli Parliament ahead of his funeral on Friday. Tens of thousands of his countrymen are expected to pay their respects to the former Prime Minister and President, who died on Wednesday. New research has found that a small proportion of children with HIV do not develop AIDS, even without treatment. Tests on 170 HIV-positive South African children revealed that the immune systems of some were apparently able to coexist with the virus. In Tokyo, a panel of city officials has said total costs to host the 2020 Summer Olympics could surge four times higher than the original estimates to $29 billion. A panel has advocated scrapping plans to build three new venues to host sports such as volleyball and swimming. A North Korean soldier has defected to the south by crossing the highly fortified demilitarized zone which divides the two countries. The net worth of the U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has fallen by an estimated $800 million over the past year, according to figures published by Forbes magazine. But it still believes he's worth $3.7 billion. BBC News.